Mishnah Daf Kuf Ches talks about the case of the Kippas Cholov that falls on a Chaticha. The Mishnah says, Meyeshva Benosin Tam, the Osa Chaticha Osa, that if the Kippas Cholov is Nosin Tam, if the Chaticha is Vosa, then it's going to be Osa. And the Gemara explains that Rav holds that not only is the Chaticha Asura, but if the Kippas Cholov is Nosin is Tam into the Vosa, Chaticha Atzvenasis Nevela, the Osiris Kola Chaticha is Kula, and the Neshein Mino. That the chatich itself becomes a chepza shel issa. It's like boser issa, it's like besar nevela. So Rabbi Yehuda would say, and Rav holds like him, min b'mino lo batil. So it'll answer all of the chatichos, min b'mino b'mashir. So even if you have a rov, there are many more chatichos in the kedera than the chatichas boser that the tipas chala fell on. It's not gonna be batil b'rov, but rather it'll be b'mashir, it's not gonna be batil at all. So the Gemara now continues the following kasha. Let's all pick it up with the line that starts the Omar. Lema pliga ad Rava. Let's say that Rav argues against Rava. The Omar Rava chasover Rabbi Yehuda koshu minu mino the davar acher salek yes mino k'nisheinu v'sheinu mino Rava v'lo mazat lo. Rabbi Yehuda has a principle according to Rava that koshu minu mino the davar acher. If you have a tarobes of bizar issa, let's say, that falls into a kedera with other chatichos of basar, heder, and other elements in the kedera as well. You have potatoes and rotev and other things in the kedera. Right, so there's, let's say, besar issa. You got a piece of meat that falls into a kedera with chatichos basar and with potatoes and with rotev and with other things. So this is the chaticha is falling in. This is, let's say, nevela, and this is shchuta, basa kosher, and this is acher, davar acher. This is eino mino, and this is mino. The Yehuda says that if you have min umino v'she'eino mino, salekes mino k'nisha'eino, v'she'eino mino, rabba lovu mevatlo. What does that mean? So Rashi explains like this. Let's see the Rashi together. Kasover Rabbi Yehuda, kol minu mino v'davar acher she'emino klomar min de issa she'nisari v'mino v'she'eno mino de heter. You have both mino and she'eno mino of heter in the kedera. Right? The kedera has meat in it, pieces of meat, but it also has other things, potatoes and rice and liquid and other things in it. Rotem, right? So, salekes mino the heter kemisha eno. Take away the heter of mino kemisha eno. Right. So, ignore the tarovis of min bimino. There really are two tarovis in over here. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's a tarovis of min bimino, and there's a tarovis of min b'she'eno mino. What's the din of the tarovis min bimino? What's the din? Lobatil, right? B'mashu. That's a bad tarobus. That's a tarobus that we want to avoid. The tarobus of min b'shein amino, look, it's not great. It's not going to be batal b'rov. What's it batal in? Shish, right? But it's not b'mashu. It's definitely bad. So if you have a double tarobus over here, you have b'sar iser, dover aser, that falls into heter, dvar iser that falls into heter. But it's a complicated heter. Right, there are two tarovas in here. There's a tarovas of min b'mino and a tarovas of min b'shein amino in the same pot. What do you do? So he says, salekes mino de heter k'mishaino. Ignore the heter of mino. She'eno moel lo levatlo. That lamed aleph should be lamed vav. Really, it doesn't help to be mevatel min b'mino b'mashu. Levatlo le'isid min b'mino lo batel. Veloto sefes who knows of all of Leo Shneem Isser. Veloto sefes who knows of all of Leo Shneem Isser. Velo yuchal min ha'achel erabo salavu levatlo. And don't say that min b'mino is b'mashu. And once it's b'mashu, now we have Isser not only from the chaticha that's falling in, but even the heter, the chatichos baser of heter turn into Isser. And now we need much more in the shishim and the kedera to be mevatel all the basar of Issa. No, it's not going to be mevatel. Right? It can't help to be mevatel, but it's not going to be nosaf on the rest of it. But rather, what we do is salkeu, ignore it. Ignore that tarovus and mimbamino. That's a bit of tarovus. That's mimbamino b'masha. That's going to get you into trouble. So first, focus on the tarovus and mimbashenomino. Mimbashenomino is batel b'shishim. So once the isser is going to be batel b'shishim, then it's batel. Then there is no tarovus and mimbamino isser b'heter. Everything, all the chatichas and amuta, all the chatichas and amuta, you're not going to have a problem. That's the big chiddush Rabbi Yehuda has. So Frek the Gemara, you say that Rav holds that if you that tipas chalish nofla la chaticha ases the chaticha asman ases neveila and out ases all the other chatichas with meshen mina. But just one second, there's more than just chatichas baser over here. There are other things in the keder. There's rotel, the potato. I don't know what it is, but there are other things. Rotev certainly, right? Rotev in the keder besides the baser. So forget. Forget the Tarovus and Mimbamino. Ignore that for a moment. Look at the Tarovus and Mimbashenamino. Be Mavatal the Issa Mimbashenamino. Once you Mavatal the Issa Mimbashenamino, it won't ask the Mimbamino, but Masha. Now, just parenthetically, the truth is there really are three Tarovus here, if you think about it for a moment. Now, there really are three Tarovus. What are the three Tarovus? Mimbamino lach belach. Right? There's liquid transferring from the Basar Issa, the Basar Nevelo, or here, the Basar B'cholav, into the Chatichas Basar of Heta. There's Min B'Shein Min Olach B'lach from Basar Issa into the Rota. But there's a third Tarovus too, if you think about it. What's that? Min B'Mino Yavish B'Yavish. Excellent, Michael, exactly. There's also a Chatichas Issa. If there's a chatichas baser over here, if you know what the chatichas baser is, so you can't just eat the chatichas baser. It doesn't become mutter. Right? It doesn't just become mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino b'mashu. So forget about the min b'mino b'mashu of lach b'lach. There's also min b'mino b'mashu of yavish b'yavish. How's the min b'shen omino going to be mevatel the chatichas baser min b'mino yavish b'yavish? Yavish b'yavish is not a transfer of liquid here. That's the tarovus of suffix, right? It's the tarovus of suffix. So just because you have a tarovus of min b'shein omino lach b'lach, how's that going to help you for yavish b'yavish? It's not mevato the chaticha yavish b'yavish. So l'chor, you have to say one of two things: that either Rabbi Yehuda holds that yavish b'yavish min b'mino is batel b'rov, it's not the mashu min atara. Lach b'lach is b'mashu. And it's not such a pellet to say that. Why? Because what's the source of the Bihuda Shita? What's the whole source of Mimbamina b'mashu? Dama par dama sar. That's lach b'lach. That's not yavish b'yavish. Rabbi Yehuda might hold it. Yavish b'yavish is not a bittul b'rov. So that's not an issue over here. There's definitely a bittul b'rov. That's for sure. So we don't have to worry about the terovus of yavish b'yavish. That's why Rashi didn't even talk about it. That's one answer to the question. And the other answer to the kash is maybe we're talking about a situation where you know which chaticha became nesser. You know what that chaticha is, and you're going to chuck it. The question is not the chaticha. The question is the effect it made in the kedera. Of course you're going to throw out the chaticha. We're not being done on that. But the problem is there are two effects that chaticha had on the kedera. One bimino and one b'sheino bimino. So we're trying to evaluate how to deal with those effects. But the chaticha itself, I'm not even going to throw out. That's not even an issue. Okay, so you got to take care of that chaticha itself. You're not going to be able to eat that chaticha. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's b'mashu. I mean, if he holds it's b'mashu, you're not going to be able to eat the chaticha, so either throw it out, or say, yavish b'yavish, he admits it's batel b'rov. So since it's batel b'rov, then you'll be able to eat the chatichas. Either b'zach hazeh, b'vasachas, whatever the rules are, but if tarovus of yavish b'yavish is batel b'rov, l'kuleyama, so then there's no problem. You'll be able to eat the chatichas. The question is, the effect lach b'lach that it had in the other chatichos and in the tarovus and the rotev, that's what we have to address. Okay, so this is the kasha of the Gemara. How can Rav say that the chatichas issa, the chatichas b'as b'chol is going to ask the other chatichos min b'mino, but Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold of the din of saleik? Saleik means we don't have to take into account each and every one of the tarovus in together, but rather we can separate them and deal with them one by one. Deal with the better tarovus before we deal with the more complicated tarovus. Deal with the easier bittul. Get rid of the iser al pidin, and then it won't ask you in the second tarovus. So why over here? Is there a problem? We should say salek es mino kamisha. You know, let's get rid of the tarovus of mimbamino. Ignore it for a moment. Say that the tarovus of mimbamino, the rotev and the potatoes and everything else in the keder can be mevatel the lachus, the tarovus of lach belach from the chatichas issa, b'shishim. Rabbi Yehuda admits that mimbushan amino can be bought up b'shishim. And then you're not going to be bothered with the tarovus of mimbushan at all because it's already bought up. Amalei. So the Gemara answers, either nafal b'rotav raka hachanami. If taket fell to rotav raka, if the rotav is liquidy, it's taka mimbushan amino. In Achanami, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav would say, Salek, Tachamayaskina, the Nafal Berotev of. We're talking about that the Rotev is thick. It's a thick parah, just like a cholin. It's not a liquidy cholin, but it's a real thick cholin. So it has a din of Yovesh, right? It's the same din as the Chaticha. It has a din of Min Bimino, right? It's viewed as Min Bimino. So since it's viewed as Min Bimino, right, berotiv ova says Rashi dak dak shel bosa v'shuman the kule min bosahu. Now he doesn't talk about liquid. He doesn't talk about potatoes. So I wrote that in. He says it's the dak dak shel bosa. You know, when the bosa disintegrates, like it's like little pieces, and there's oil and there's other things. But that bosa, it's all bosa. So if it's a rotiv raka, so then we look at it as min b'shen amino. But if it's a rotiv ova, then basically it's bosa. So everything is bosa. You have big pieces of bosa, small pieces of bosa, but it's all bosa. So once it's all bosa, then it's viewed as mimbimino, and that's the problem. If you hold mimbimino b'mashu, then you're going to be up a creek without a paddle. Okay, that's the Gemara. So this is this middle little piece of Gemara that we left out. We talked about Rav, and we talked about Efshua Sochta, and we left out this middle piece. Why? Because there's so much to talk about in this middle piece. You can't just gloss over it. So we gotta leave it. Leave it for last. So, you know, this is dessert in the sugya. It's a good dessert. Okay? So now we've read the whole Gemara. Now we have a full picture in the Gemara. So let's try to analyze this din of Selik. Gemara says there is no Selik over here for technical reasons. We're talking about Rotev Ova, so therefore it's all Min Bamino, and that's it. But if there would have been a Rotev Rakas, then we would have been able to say Selik. What does Selik mean? It means ignore one Tarovas, deal with the easier Tarovas, get rid of the Isser, be Mavatal the Isser with the easier Tarovas, and then you won't have to deal with the harder Tarovas. So comes the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis, and he has a tremendous chiddush based on this Gemara. This Gemara actually appears not only here, but also on Daf Kuf. Both places, same din. So comes the Rashba and says, the Gemara applies the din of Salek Aliba de Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda is the Mara de Shmaitza. He's the one who was Mecharish this din of Salek. So says the Rashba, I think according to the Rabbanan as well, the Didan, we pass him like the Chachamim. The Chacham hold min b'minos bottle berov minatara midrabbanan b'shishim. It's not b'mashahu. It can be bottle. Can be bottle. Midrabbanan we require shishim, but on the raisa level they say it's bottle even berov. Dr. Rashba, I think we can apply the din of Salek according to the Chacham as well. Now, how does it apply according to the Chacham? Again, the din of Salek always means that we're going to get rid, we're going to ignore the more complicated bittle, the more complicated tarovas, which is not going to be bottle as easily. Try to be mvatel the iser in the easier tarovas, and then it won't bother us in the other tarovas. So how does that apply to the Rabban? So comes the Rashba in Torah Sabayis, and he writes as follows. If you have the packet, try to look on with me. Packet 20. Yeroi Ali says the Rashba, Shemnafa letoch min v'she'en omino, holchen bo lahoker. If it fell into min v'she'en omino, we follow lakula, we go lakula. As long as you have rov of heter shumino olav, the holy Rabbi Yehuda kaimelam b'min b'mino v'shen omino, roen es mino k'mishayin v'ashar shen omino rov olav u'mevatel, v'hu adin v'hu hatam kan. He makes a pun. Right? V'hu adin v'hu hatam kan. The same thing, the same din, the same tam. Get it? V'hu adin v'hu hatam kan. What does that mean, kan? So perish l'rabbonah, there's a perish on the side of the Torah Sabayis. It was added later. The min b'mino batal b'rov. According to the rabbonah, that min b'mino is batal b'rov. So over here, omen roin shein omino k'mishein of ashar rabbalov u'mevatlo. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says, ignore the tarovas of min b'mino, because that's the bad tarovas. Be mevatal the isim in b'shein omino, then it won't bother you min b'mino. So too, according to the Chachamim, let's say you have a tarovas of min b'mino v'she'eno mino. What's the good tarovas? What's the bad tarovas according to them? So the truth is, I gave you just a snippet of the Rashba, because I thought it'd be too complicated to see the whole case. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the whole case. There's one word that's missing from this case. You can't really understand what the Rashba is saying unless you add this word. There's one unique added feature to this situation. It's mamish this situation over here. Let's say you have Bessar, not Devar Isu, but Devar Isser. Right? You have Nevela that falls into a Kedera of Mino and Eno Mino. What happened after that? One word. Mishpach. The Kedera spilled. The Kedera spilled. One extra element to this case. The Kedera spilled. It's only in such a situation that according to the Chachamim, there's going to be a split between the two Tarovas. Because now it's only a Suffolk. Right? If it would be a Vadai, right? Vadai that you don't have Shishim over here, so then it's going to be a problem. Chachamim hold, you need Shishim both Min B'Shein Amino and Min B'Mino. Yeah, but the difference is, Min B'Mino, you need Shishim Midrabbana. But Min B'Shein Amino, is that Drabbana or Daraisa? Is it Daraisa? Machlokes. Who's it a machlokes between? Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. Oh, so if you take the Rabbeinu Tam, if you pass in the Tam Ke'ika Daraisa, you see how the background is so critical? If you don't have the background, it would be Greek. Greek is not there. Okay. Right? If you assume Tam Ke'ika Daraisa, so then Minatora you need Shishim Min B'Shein Omino. But the Chachamim hold that the Shishim Min B'Mino is only a Chiyuv Midirabon. It's a Chumra Dirabon. Minatora Min B'Mino is Batel Berov. So now that you have Nishbach, which is a Safek, if Min B'Shein Omino, Tam Keika Daraisa, so Sveika Daraisa, the Chumra that tells me I need Shishim. I have to have Shishim even by Nishbach. I have to make sure that there's, if I have a Safek Shishim, I don't know if there was Shishim, Min B'Shein Amino, I have to be Machmir to say that it's awesome. But Min B'Mino, once it's Nishbach, once it's only a Safek, Sfeika D'Rabbanan L'Kula, the Chi of Shishim by Min B'Mino is only a Chumah D'Rabbanan. So by Safek, I can go back to the Daraisa and say that Min B'Mino is Batel Berov, according to the Chachamim. So Zok D'Rashba, if I have a Taravis of Min B'Mino V'Shein Amino, and it's Nishbach, now it's a Sofek whether I have Shishim. I couldn't measure it before it was Nishbach, so it's a Sofek Shishim. So if it's a Sofek Shishim, according to the Chachamim, which is the better Tarovis? Min B'Shein Amino or Min B'Mino? Min B'Mino is the better Tarovis. Rabbi Yehuda would always say Min B'Shein Amino is the better Tarovis, because Min B'Mino he holds his B'Mashu, but the Chachamim say no. Min HaTorah Min B'Mino is B'Rov. So if I have a case of Sofek, then I can rely on the Darais and say it's Batel B'Rov. Just like Alibad Rabbi Yehuda will say Salek, and will be Mevatel the Isser B'Shein Amino, and then it won't Aser B'Mino. So too, according to the Chachamim, let's say Salek in this case of Nishbach. Let's get rid of the Taroves Min B'Shein Amino. Let's ignore the Taroves of Min B'Shein Amino. We'll be Mevatel the Isser Min B'Mino B'Rov, and once the Isser is Nisbatel Berov, Min B'Mino, then it can't ask of a Shein Omino. I've been Zasavik Shishim, no, but it's Hete. It's Hete Gomer. It's Kamisha Eno, so it's not going to ask it. That's what the Rashi wants to say. Right? It's an application from the Gemara. If you could be Mesalik the Terovis of Min B'Mino, you could be Mesalik the Terovis of Min B'Shein Omino. Maishna Zemi Zem. That's what the Rashi says. And the Shulchan Aruch passes this way. Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei and Simen Tzariches. And Sefbe says, in Nisari Min B'Mino V'Nishbach B'Nin Shenichol Lamad Olo V'Sharam in Noda Shayaruba Heta Mutter in Lo Noda Shayaruba Heta Asim. Just the case of Min B'Mino, not Min B'Mino V'Shein Omino. So if you know that you had Rov, so then it's Mutter because it's a suffix. Sveket Rabbanan L'Kula. You don't need Shishim then. Rov is sufficient. You follow the Raisa. So if you know that you had Rov, B'Vadai, so then you could be Maker. But if you don't know, if it's a suffix Rov, then you have to be Maker. In this ari b'she'ino mino v'nishbach b'inyan she'nichol l'amar alav l'sharam. But if it's this ari b'she'ino mino, afilu noda she'iru bohet derasa. If it's this ari min b'she'ino mino, just min b'she'ino mino. And there's a sofek shishim. Even if you know this rov, it's not going to help you. Why is it not going to help you? So the Shach explains, what's the Shulchan, who's the Shulchan Aruch passing like? Rabbi Nutan. He's assuming Tam Keke Daraisa. So it's Daraisa, then Yechi of Shishim by Mimashen Amino is a Chi of Minatora. So Sveke Daraisa Lechumra, if you don't know that you have Shishim, you got to be Machmir. Says the Shulchan Aruch, case number three, V'im this Are B'mino V'shen Amino V'nishvach, B'in Shen Yechon Lamar Olav L'sharom. But let's say there are two Tarovas in here, there's Mino and Shein Amino. And you don't know if you had shishim, but v'noda sheyribu heter mimino, roin hasheino mino kilo eino v'ashar mino rabba lovem avatlo. Then roin hasheino mino kilo eino. We ignore the teravas of min b'sheino mino. Ignore it. We say that min b'mino is batal b'rov on a daraisa level, and since it's sofik shishim, that's a chiyuv midrabbanan. We can be makel that rov is enough. And once the iser is batal b'rov heter, then it's not going to ask hasheino mino. This is the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rashba. Questions? Does everyone get how the Rashba is flipping it to the Rabbanon? He's flipping Salek based on the Gemara. It's an expansion. It's an extension from the Gemara. Okay, so far, so good? Yeah, question.
No.
Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino b'mashu even if it's nishva. So nishva is not going to help you quite there. Right? It's not going to help you. The halacha still is going to be min b'mino b'mashu, min b'sheino, min b'shishim. So whether it's nishva or not nishva, it's going to be the same halacha. According to the Chachamim, nishva is going to change everything. Okay? Right? According to the Chachamim, nishva is going to change everything because the chi of shishim, min b'mino, according to the Chachamim, is only a chumra. The Rabbanan, but the Chi of Shishim from Mimashen, we know that's a Daraisa if you hold Tam Keke Daraisa. Comes the Shach and asks a blistering Kash on the Rashi. He says, I mamish can't understand the Shulchan Aruch Bichlav. What does the Shach say? The Emes Tzorich Iyim B'din Zeh. Tatur B'Shem Arash B'Hotzi B'din Zeh Mimai Damina Rohan Esmino Kilo Eino Lohokya Shinamina Rabba Lava Mavatlo L'Manda Islam B'Mino Lobato. Right, the Rashba extrapolated from Rabbi Yehuda, the din of Salek Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda was saying Salek in Min B'mino. Salek the Taros of Min B'mino deal with the Min B'sheino Mino. Velodomi Klal, says the Shach. What does Salek of Min B'mino have to do with Salek of Min B'sheino Mino? The Hosam B'mino Lav B'nos in Tam Osam. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino is also even b'mashu, even if it's not no sintam. Hilka chaminan roin es mino kilu eino. You can ignore the mino. D'ho nisbatel b'sheino mino, because the tam of the iser, the tam of the basar is nisbatel b'sheino mino. Aye, the basar itself is still asa. No, the basar itself, we talked about it. It's either batel b'rov, you're going to throw out the basar. But the lachos from the basar, lachos that's coming out of the basa, that's nisbatel b'sheino mino. It's kemisha eino, keilu eino, don nisbatel b'sheino mino. So therefore, it's not going to aser b'mino anymore. There is no iser anymore. All the lachos is nisbatel. Once the tam of the lachos is nisbatel b'sheino mino, it's like it doesn't exist. So if it doesn't exist, then it's not going to aser b'mino. Aval ha'ocha eich no meroen esheino mino keilu eino, sof hashkin osin tam b'sheino mino. The Marshal is Masig. The Shach basically quotes the Marshal's Kasha on the Rashba. The Marshal is, how can you say, Aliba de Rabbanon, Salek es She'eino Mino? Don't deal with the Tarovas of She'eino Mino. First say that Min B'mino, Minator is Batal B'Rov. And once the Chatichas Isser is Batal B'Rov, it's not going to ask the She'eino Mino. How can it not ask the She'eino Mino? Batal B'Rov means that this item is not going to aser. I can eat the chatichas, but is it kemisha eino? It's not kemisha eino. It's here, but it's mutter, right? I can eat the chatichas, right? Or it's not going to aser. It's not the lachas. Let's not talk about yavish b'yavish. Let's talk about lach b'lach, right? Lach b'lach. If it's batel b'rov, that means that it's not going to aser, right? But do we say that it's kemisha eino? Can't say it's kemisha eino. Right? Is it kemisha eino min b'mino? Min b'sheino mino. The pshat is once there's no nesinas tam, then it's completely batel. It's kemisha eino. It doesn't exist anymore. Min b'sheino mino. It's the tama, if there's shishim, so it's not nirgash, it's over. But min b'mino, the tama is never going to be nirgash. So just because it's batel berov, what does batel berov mean? It just means that it's not choshev enough. It's not choshev, but it's not gone. You need shishim to make it gone. Shishim takes out the effect of the lachas. But if all you have is rov, then the effect of the lachas from the iser has not been removed. It's there. It's just, it's not going to aser. It's not going to aser b'mino, but why shouldn't it aser b'sheinim if you need shishim? It's not a pella. Pella on the Rashba. Pella on the Rashba. So the Shach wants to suggest, maybe the Rashba never said what the Shulchan Aruch thinks he says. Nearly the Gama Rashba, Tanim Shochim Achrav, Lo Amru Ella Lahatir Esmino Velafuked Lo Neima Kevin Ahashta Novel Beino Mino and Kenav Lesveka Daraisa. Ella Mino Rona Sheino Mino Kilo Eino Vashar Mino Rebel of Mavatlo. What's he saying? He's saying maybe the Rashba just meant to say that don't assume that since you have a double Tarovis and the Tarovis of Min Sheino Mino is going to get you into trouble, so that even the Min Bimino is going to be awesome. That even the chatichas are going to be us. You might think, since the rove, the bittel berov of min b'mino is not going to help you from min b'sheino mino, right? That the chatichas boss of the chatichas is still going to ask min b'sheino mino. So if it asks min b'sheino mino, then it's going to destroy everything. Then not only will it ask min b'sheino mino, but even the tarovas of min b'mino is not going to be anything. You might think that since the bittel berov of min b'mino is not going to help you, because the lachas doesn't have a shishim, the lachas of the iser doesn't have a shishim to make it kimisha'eno. So you'd say, oh, the tarovas of mimisha'eno is going to destroy us completely. Because once the iser is going to ask the tarovas of mimisha'eno, so then it kicks back and it's going to ruin the tarovas of mimisha'eno as well. So to that, the Rashba says, claims the Shach, no, so like, separate the mimisha'eno from the mimisha'eno. At least the heter of mino will be mevatel the Besar Iser, it's not going to asa the Chatichos Bosser of Heter B'min. That's all. Right. Salek means that the Tarovus of Min B'Shein Omino is not going to ruin the Tarovus of Min B'Mino. But no one says that the Salek is going to solve the problem of Min B'Shein Omino. No one's going to say if you ignore one and you mevatel it in Tarovus number two, then Tarovus number two is now going to save Tarovus number one. No, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, it saves it. Because there, the Tarovus of Min B'Shein Omino makes it Kemisha'eno. So then it's not going to affect. This is not going to affect the Tarovus of Min B'Mino. Aliba de Rabbanan, you can't say that because since it's still no sintam into the Tarovus of Min B'Shein Omino, the Rove of Min B'Mino is not going to save you for Min B'Shein Omino. But you would think that since it doesn't save you for Min B'Shein Omino, then it backfires, right? It ruins the Tarovus of Min B'Mino too. So to that, the Rashba says, no, so like, look at the Tarovus in separately, and just because you don't have the Shir Shishim, you're not sure that you have the Shir Shishim to Mimavata Mimashen Amino, but your Tarovus of Mimamino is fine. But not to say that it's going to solve the whole problem. No, the Tarovus Mimashen Amino is still a problem, and it's going to answer the Heter B'Shen Amino. That's what the Shach wanted to suggest. It's very difficult, because it's not what the Rashba is saying. That's not really what Salek is all about. Salek doesn't just save the one Tarovus, it's that once you save that Tarovus, so then that's going to affect the other Tarovus. That's what the whole din of Salek means. He's extrapolating from the Gemara. The Gemara uses Salek to save the whole Kedera, both Tarovus. So to suggest that the Rashba, Liba, the Rabbanan, is only going to save the Tarovus of Mimavino, not the Tarovus of Mimashenu Mino. That's not what the Rashba says. Okay, it's difficult. The Shah said it's difficult. Fine. It is difficult. It's a beer. But it is difficult. Okay. Just because it's difficult, we can't learn the Rashba differently than what he says. We have to understand. We have to understand. We have to have a havon in the Rashba. But that's what the Shach wants to suggest. He's so troubled with this kasha that Imamish stands on his head. Stands on his head to figure out what the Rashba means. And he reinterprets the Rashba to say that really is no full din of Salek. It's not going to solve the whole problem. It only is mata the mina, but not the she'ena mina. Josh.
So, just conceptually, according to the Shach, he would say that the two pieces that are inside will be. I mean, not.
Which two pieces? The Basar Heter? What do you mean?
I mean, he's saying, like, the Basar Iser will be Mutter, but the other stuff will be.
Basar Iser will be Mutter, meaning the Basar Heter will not become Usser from the Basar Iser. The Besar Isser is still Osir. But you'd be allowed, right? The Besar Isser remains Osir, but it's not going to ruin Lach Balach. It's not going to ruin the Besar Heter. You'll be able to eat the Besar Heter because you have a little Berof.
The Rotev won't be.
The Rotev will not be, right. The Rotev B'she'en Omino still has a problem because it's suffic no sintam into the Rotev, so that's going to still be a problem. Okay? But that's not l'chora what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba is saying a real din of Saleg. And Saleg means look at the Tarovesim one by one, and by doing that, you'll actually save everything. Not just the one Taroves whose Shir Bittel works over here, but even the other one. Right, once the din bittel is chal on one tarovis, it saves the whole iser. It's mata the iser, and then it won't be a problem in the second tarovis. That's not how the Shach is interpreting. He has a creative read in the Rashba, but that's not what the Rashba is saying. L'chor, but it's not what the Rashba is saying. We have to understand what's pshat in the Rashba. How can the Rashba say saleik if the bad tarovis is mim b'shen omino and the iser is no sintam into the mim b'shen omino? So how can the bittel of Minbamino, the bittel Barov, how can that solve the problem that now we don't care? We don't care anymore that it's no sintam into the Shein Omino? Is Issa being no sintam into the Shein Omino? We should ask the Tarovis. It's the Chpilei Ploim against the Rashba. The Marshal's Kash is Givaldik. There was a hand up in the back. Yeah.
So the
Rashba
would hold there's no Minbamino bittel here. I know the Shach is saying there's no Minbamino bittel here, but there's no
Minbamino. No. The Shach says, according to the Rashba, that there is min b'mino batel b'rov. So the chaticha seter are going to be okay.
What are the chaticha mevela? Shouldn't that become motu by the min b'mino batel?
Yavish b'yavish lach b'lach. What do you say? From the liquid coming from the chatichas issa, or the chaticha itself? The chaticha itself, avada, is going to be motu. No question about it. This is the chachamim we're talking about. The Chachamim definitely hold that min b'mino is that min b'mino yavish b'yavish is bapa b'rov for sure. Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machlokas aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the din yavish b'yavish? But the Chachamim would definitely say the chaticha is muta yavish b'yavish. Sure.
We're saying that the besar
nevela
becomes
muta,
but the rotev becomes
aser. Nachamo. Okay. Before nishbach. Okay. If you have besar nevela that falls into a kedeir with chaticha seter and other things, rotev and potatoes, etc. So the tarovis of yavish v'yavish min b'mino, if you don't know which one is the besar nevelas, it's definitely mutatit l'chatichos according to the Chachamim. There's no question about that, even before nishvach. That's definitely batel beruf. The problem is, this chatichas basar was also no same tam into the elements of the kedera. It was no same tam min b'mino. I say that with quotation marks because the tam is not nirgash min b'mino. You don't taste it. But it's no sin lachos into the min b'mino. Okay? That tarovis min b'mino lach b'lach, min ha-Torah is still batel b'rov, midrabon, and it needs shish. Okay, so we're talking about the tarovis of lach b'lach over here. Yavish b'yavish avada, the Chacham would say, is batel b'rov. And if you don't know which one is the chatichas, so you can eat them all. B'zeh ha-chazeh, or according to some, b'masachas. But the question is, the tarovis lach b'lach min b'mino. That also minatar is batel berov. So since it's now nishpach and it's a suffix shishim, you really only need rov according to the chachamim. But for the rotev, you need shishim in a Torah, so even b'makom suffix, it's going to be a problem. Okay, got it. What's the answer? What's pshat in the Rashba? What's the answer to the Shach's kasha? So the Taz addresses the Shach's kasha. Let's all look at this Taz. Let's pedal back. Taz is not only do I think it's not a kasha, I think it's glat v'chalak. The Rashba is perfect. The hodi aminem begimara salek esmino, aino kegon bosa shchuta. Okay, he goes through the whole case. We don't have to read the whole thing again. The imkain hu hadin. Let's skip to the last one online is hadin. Imamish just goes through the whole Gemara with the Rashi. I have to read the whole thing again. Dimkein hua dimamish ledidon shemino batel berov min haTorah. According to the Chachamim, that min haTorah min b'minos batel berov ve'eno mino besamach lekulei alma, but eno mino is only batel besamach lekulei alma. That's a very loaded word, lekulei alma. Rabbeinu Tam, not Rashi. That's how we pass it. Okay, fine, lekulei alma. V'nis'ariv b'sar shchutim nevela v'rotev v'enkan samach levatel ha'nevela. Nimtza sheyesh kan heta levatel ha'isa b'vesar shchuta mitzad shu rov negdo. You have a tarovus of min b'mino and a tarovus of min b'shein amino. B'sar nevela with b'sar shchuta. Min haTorah min b'mino is batel b'rov. Ela sheroi lesser harotev mitzad she'en bo samach neged ha'isa. But mitzad min b'shein amino, you should ask the rotev because it's safek shishim and that's a daraisa. So that's why we say Saleik. We say Saleik, ignore the Tarovus of Mimbashen Amino. Deal with Mimbamino. Mimbamino Minator is Batal Birov. Since it's Nishbach, we can go back to that Daraisa and say it's Batal Birov. And Kevin Shekfar Batla Hanavela Machmas Ribu Mino, Vahava Kimandalese, Ulaheta Mamish Nechshav, Ha'isa Lagamri. Kain hu min haTorah ela derabbanan hechmiru lahatzrich shishim af b'mino ad kan. I'm sorry, take that just a moment. Kain hu min haTorah ela derabbanan hechmiru lahatzrich shishim af b'mino. Min haTorah, if you have a tarovis of mino v'sheino mino, so the mino should be botel b'rov. Min haTorah but the Chachamim hold me the Rabbanon, you need Shishim even min b'mino. Al ken kan sheyesh sofek im hayashishim ve'eno mino neged ha'iser v'yef shalam and olav kemish nishbach. But says the Taz, so here that it's nishbach and the whole thing is a sofek, so then we can follow the Raisa. Shafkin alei ha'daraisa the mino mevatel b'rov then tzarech samach kemish she'efshe shoye sabah b'sheino mino. The whole thing is only a suffix to begin with. So once you're mevatel the issa b'mino b'rov, then it's not going to ask if b'she'eno mino. V'chol zehu nachon ve'ein bo pikpuk. Says the Taz, it's all obvious. It's a davar poshut like this. Forget about it. Game vayter. Well, what do you? This is not a kasha. He says, it's not a kasha. What's the teretz? What did the Taz say? So we read through it, but there's a key line over there. What's the key line? What are the key words over here? Five or six words over here. Does anyone want to take a foray? Yes. That's more than six words, Jeff. Just give me six words. Six or seven words. What's the key here? What's the key? Go ahead. Continue. Take it slow. Josh, what are the key words over here? Okay, I can read the whole Taz again, but I want you to pick on the keywords. What are the keywords of it? He's saying something to us that we didn't know before. Okay, so what are the keywords of it here? Okay, the keywords are the Hava Kemanda Lese Ulaheter Mamish Nechshav Ha'isa Lagami. Right, that's how you have to read it. Mamish! I didn't hear that, Josh. Right, the Taz says that min b'mino batel b'rov. What does that really mean? That's not just a din bitul ba'alma, a halachic mechanism. No, the halacha is saying it's kemanda lese dami. That once iser v'heter, iser is nisbatel b'rov heter min b'mino. The iser is kemanda lese dami. Ula heter mamish nechshav ha iser legamri. The iser is like heter mamish. So says the Taz, if you assume like that, then this is exactly like the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you're going to be misalek the Tarovis of Min B'mino, Aliba the Rebbe Yehuda, so then in a Tarovis of Min B'sha'ino Mino that you have Shishim, the Isser is Kemisha'ino, right? The Tam is not Nirgash. It's gone, right? It's Kemisha'ino, right? Tarovis Lach B'lach, Shishim, never min ha'olam, it's kemisha'ino. It's like it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, it's not going to ask a min b'mino. So Zokta Taz, you can say the zel b'zach in the other direction. Once the iser is nisbatel b'rov min haTorah min b'mino, this is nishbach, we can follow daraisa. So once there's a bitl b'rov min b'mino, then the iser is mamish like heter. It's kemanda lesedam, it's like everything is heter. So if everything is heter, can anything ask a b'she'ino mino? The whole kasha is there's a chatichas iser that's asering b'she'ino mino. Look, the Taz, there is no chatichas iser that's asering b'she'ino mino. The chatichas baser is still aser, right? It's aser. I need a rov yovish b'yovish to be matter to eat the chatichas bosa, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the lach b'lach that's coming out of the bosa. Right, the lach, but the lachos that's coming out of the bosa should asim min b'mino the other chatichas bosa. So comes the Taz and says, that's not going to asa. There's a rov, and once there's a rov, it's like heter gomer. Right, all the lachas that's coming out of this buster is viewed like heter gomer because there's a rov. So if it's heter gomer, what's gonna aser the shein omino? It's nosing time into the shein omino? No, heter is being nosing time into the shein omino. There's no iser being nosing time. Either chatichas buster is still aser. No, aser yavish be yavish. You need a din rov to be mevatel the chaticha to eat the chaticha. But the lachas that's entering into the kedera, that's lachas shel heter. Because it's batel berov b'mino, so it's not going to ask the tarogus min v'shein omino. That's the task. Yes.
Isn't the Taz then answering that we're using this suffix here of banan to answer a suffix like to?
What's a suffix there, Rabbanan? We're being mevatel the chatich. But that's because you can use rov to be mevatel it min b'mino. But once it's batel, it's batel. The Rabbanan, it's a suffix, I'm allowed to be mekel. So I've been yotzei the deraisa, I've been yotzei the Rabbanan. So once I've been mevatel it completely in every level, so then it's heter gomer.
How is it batel
min the Rabbanan lekula? I don't need shisha.
We're using a suffix
there. I'm using rov bein for daraisa, bein for drabanan. Meaning the chachamim would say in a case of suffix that all you need is rov. Even the chachamim would say
that's
sveika drabanan lekula means that if it's a vaday drabanan you need shishim. If it's a suffix drabanan, rov is enough. We follow daraisa. So I'm satisfying my need for bittul on every level.
So when the chatifa falls in, you have two options basically. And when you say solid, we're saying that we're going with the suffix derabanan instead of going with the suffix deraisa.
By nishba, well.
By nishba, yeah.
So, but the issue is going to be batel bein midrabanan bein minatara. If I use rov, even the chacham, meaning normally minatara, it's batel berov anyway, right? The chachamim are machmer to require shishim. The only machmer to require shishim when it's a vada. But if it's a suffix, we go back to the deraisa, and then everyone says it's batel berov. So once it's batel berov and it's heter mamish nechshav, so then whatever lachas comes out of the chaticha is not going to aser anything. It won't aser the mina, it won't aser the shein mina, it won't aser anything.
I guess the question is why can we use solik to basically ignore the suffix deraisa that we have, go deal with the suffix derabanan and then say that we don't have a suffix deraisa?
No, I have two tarovas in here. I have a tarovas min b'mino, a tarovas min b'shein amino. I have to get rid of the tarovas min b'mino. If I get rid of the iser in the tarovas min b'mino, it won't affect the tarovas min b'shein amino. So I've gotten rid of it based on rov.
Yeah, if you say the other way that if
that's what Salek is all about. Salek is don't pick the bad root, pick the good root. Pick the good root. Be mata the iser through the tarovas. As long as you do one thing, Salek is based on the following principle: that as long as you get rid of the iser and make it kamishaino, then it won't ask for the second tarovas. So that's what we have to do. So the Shach says the Rashba didn't do that according to the Chacham. Because just because it's batel min b'mino, it's not kamishaina. It's a din bittel, but it's not kamishaina. Comes a Taz and says, what do you mean it's a din bittel? It's kamishaina. It's kamishaina. It's keheta nechshav. It's keheta nechshav. So then there is no nesinas tam of iser into the shaino mina. It's nesinas tam heta, so therefore it's not going to ask.
Whatever you do to them on the Gemara, wasn't it? The Isurim were on the same level
over here too? What's the problem? Minator it's batel b'rov, midrabanan need shishim. If it's a vada, but misafe, in a case of safe, even the chacham say that it only needs rov. So everyone will say min b'mino only requires rov. Period. So is the thing batel b'rov? Yeah, it's batel b'rov. So once it's batel, then it's keheter mamish. If it's keheter mamish, you won't ask it the min b'shein amino. Yes.
We don't previously the Rosh says.
Oh, we're gonna get there right now. What's the Taz really saying? What's the Taz? Where does the Taz come off? What's the machlokas, Marshal, and the Taz? I mean, it seems like a pretty fundamental machlokas. Do we say when the Isser is batel berov min b'mino, it's kamishaino or it's not kamishaino? Well, what's that based on? So we know that we had an old machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba, and the Tarovis of Yavesh B'Yavesh, the basic din of batel berov in a Torah. When you have, let's say, one chatichas Isser, If the sari betray, chai betray, two chatichos of heter, what's the din? So we say that it's batal berov. What's the nature of that din? We said the Rosh holds that the iser is nefach lios heter, that it's transformed into heter. And the Rashba disagreed. The Rashba says, Azlina Basaruba, that Bittul Barov really is just a Hanhaga Ba'alma. It's that the Torah allows us to treat it as though the Chaticha we're going to pick up and eat, that's Heter. It's not that it's Nefach Lios Heter. The Isser is here, the Heter is there. But every Maisa Achila that I do, I can assume it's a Maisa Achila shall Heter. What's the basic Nafkamina? He said, the basic Nafkamina is, can you eat them all B'Vasachas? According to the Rosh, you can even eat them with Asachas because the whole thing is Heter. According to the Rashba, the whole thing is not Heter. Right? It's not Heter, it's just Aslina Basar Ruba tells me, I can assume that the Maisa Achila I'm doing is Heter, so it's not a problem. But if you eat it with Asachas, then your Maisa Achila is a Maisa Achila shall Issa, that's going to be a problem. So we just pointed out that there's actually a Machlokas Achronim whether the Rashba's din, his Chumrah, at this chumrah that you can't eat the chatichos with asachas because it's not nefach lios heter, is that a din daraisa? He's arguing fundamentally with the Rosh on a daraisa level about the nature of the din of bittul berov. Well, maybe the Rashba in the Torah really agrees to the Rosh. In the Torah, he says there is nefach lios heter. The chachamim amachmer to say that don't treat it like heter. I know it should be like that. In the Torah, really is like that. Could even eat it b'vasachas. But comes to Rashba and says the chachamim were machmir on top of the daraisa to say that no, don't treat it like it's nefach liyoset and mamish. Treat it as though the iser is here. You can eat it b'vasachas, but not b'vasachas. Machlokas achron, how to understand the shita of the Rashba. The Bira Gra in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuftes, right there, doesn't mention anything about a derabbanan. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba. We mentioned Bishaito that the Rosh is not even quoted by the Rosh. The Rosh is not even quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh is quoted by the Gra. Gra has to dig up the Rosh. He's not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Chaticha Shena Ruia Lehiskabech Nisarve Ba'acheros Min B'mina Yavesh V'Yavesh Chad Betray Bottom, says the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Tes Sifalim. So why is that? Zok the Gra in Sifkot and Dalit Chad Betray. I'm sorry, Sifkot and Hey. Avalo b'vasachas. The Tam Habitol the Al Kol Echad Shaochel Omer Zehu Haheter Mashen Kim b'vasachas. What's the Tam Habitol? Because Al Kol Echad Shu Ochel Omer Shu Ochel Heter Aslina Basaruba. We follow Rov, so we can attribute the Maisa Achila that I'm doing to the Heter. So therefore, B'zachas Etz Mutter. B'zachas, you can't say it because you can't attribute your Achila to Heter then, because we know that you're eating Issa. The Gra doesn't say anything about the Chumra D'Rabbanan. He doesn't say a Chumra D'Rabbanan. It sounds like Minat Torah, Me'ikar Adin, the nature of the Din of Bittul. It's not that it's Nefach Lios Heter. It's not Nefach Lios Heter. But the Torah allows you to look at it as though every Maisa Achila that you're doing is a Maisa Achila shall heter. That's how the Gaon interprets the Rashba. But who disagrees? The Taz. Taz right there says something remarkable. Chad betray batel. Yeah, that's the Shulchan Aruch. If it's Nesar v'Acher, it's Chad betray batel. Zok to the Taz. V'chusiv v'Acher Rabim l'hatos. Two chumras that he mentions. Minat Torah, Issa beheter, Yavish beYavish is batel berov. He says there is a chumra the Rabbanan to require shishim even Yavish beYavish. That's quite an interesting point, but not for now. Okay, to require shishim, but believe that out for a moment. Chazal were not machmer. They were only machmer on what? They weren't machmer. No. I'm sorry, I take it back. The Taz says the Chachamim were not even machmer to require shishim. Yavesh b'yavesh min b'mino only requires rov b'min ha-Torah b'min rabban. If it's ru'uya le'eskabit, if it's a davar choshev, so then the Chachamim have a different chumra that it's not batal b'chlal. But the chumra of shishim, the Chum of Shishim applies lach b'lach, says the Taz, not yavesh b'yavesh. Yavesh b'yavesh b'natorah midrabbanan is batal b'ro, period. Chacham, we're not even machmer over here. Achay Rabin Lahatos, you follow Rov, that's it. But there's one chumra. There's one chumra that the Chacham had. Rak Shech Mirish lo yochal shlosh ke echad. The hamiman of shach ochel ha'isa ba'al sachim. Zog the Taz, but there is a chumra. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch refers to. That's the chumra of the Rashba. The chumra is that they shouldn't eat the basachas. Chumra? Techmiru Rabbana? What is a chumra the Rabbana? Isn't that the whole din of Bittul? Doesn't the Rashba disagree fundamentally with the Rosh min HaTorah? The Rosh says it's nevach lios heter, so even basachas you can eat it. And the Rashba says, no, it's not nevach lios heter. As Lina Basaruba tells me that you can eat it because we attribute your maisa achila to the heter. Is it nevach lios heter? Avada not. Something ties, no. Min HaTorah, even the Rashba agrees to the Rosh. You can eat them basachas. Min HaTorah. The Chachamim HaMachmer not to allow you to do that. The Chumra the Rabbanah, Min HaTorah, that's not true. Min HaTorah, even the Rashba holds, it's heter gomer. Heter gomer. It's only a Chumra the Rabbanah to say that you can't eat them basachas, that we treat it as though it's not nevach lios heter. So what does the Marshal hold? We have a Machlokas, the Marshal, and the Taz. What's the din? The Tarovis of Min B'min Olach B'lach. Right? Min HaTorah is going to be Batal B'Rav. What's the nature of that bittel? Of that din bittel? What's the nature of a bittel min b'mino? So, Zok the Marshal, it's not going to be Sheino. The Isser exists. So if the Isser exists, and then it's going to be no sin tam into the Sheino Mino, Avada is going to ask the Sheino Mino. Comes to Taz and says no. Taz says no. Taz says that it's Kemi Sheino Dami. It's like nothing. What's the Marshal assuming? The Marshal is assuming that at Tarovus and Mimbamino, the Isser is not Nefach Lios Heter Lagami. It's not Heter Gomer. It's a Din Bittul Ba'amah. Right? He's assuming that it's a Din Bittul Ba'amah. Min HaTorah, it's a Din Bittul Ba'amah. Right? It's a Din Bittul Ba'amah. It's not Nefach Lios Heter, even on a Deraisa level. So if it's not Nefach Lios Heter, then we understand that Salek is not going to help me. How can I say Saleika She'eno Mino? What? I'm going to be Mevatalit B'mino, and now it's Kami She'eno. It's not Kami She'eno, Zok the Marshal. It's Botel, but that's Azlina Basar Ruba. We can follow Rov and treat it as though whatever I'm eating is going to be Heter. But it's not Nefach Lios Heter completely. So if it's not Nefach Lios Heter, then it's going to be a problem, Min B'She'eno Mino. Because it's not Nistalik, it's not Kami She'eno. That's how the Pri Chodesh explains. He explains the Marshal. The Pri Chodesh. Pri Chodesh says in Source 5, he also agrees with the Shach that the Rashba is incorrect. And he says, "V'hainu taima," the first wide line. "V'hainu taima the kevan sheyesh shishim b'she'en amino the heter neged ha'iser hari ein kan iser klal v'nefach kol atarovus laheter v'ein kan me'iser afilu mashu lesser esmino the heter mashe'en ken ochad lo shayach lememer salik esche'en amino v'mei shevitul min b'mino b'rov min atorah hainu lefi she'en o nirgash tam ha'iser b'heter shari akol min echad l'fikach ikilav otorah. The Torah's makel that min b'mino can be batal b'rov because you don't taste the heter, you don't taste the tama issa, you don't taste the tama issa. So the Torah is willing to say that it's batal b'rov, right? The chi of shishim and atar is all based on tam. So if you're not margish the tam, then the Torah says batal b'rov is enough. Avalo lo masha issa nefach lehetav and isbata legamri. Underline it. Not that it's nefach lios heter legamri. Come on. Dumya de mim b'shein amina. That's impossible. The efshad of b'chay gavna lo amin and saleh kevan she isenos in tam b'chelak shein amina sheyesh b'tarobis. Zok de prichadosh. I don't see how you should say saleh over here. The marshal is right. The Torah says you can rely on rov because the tam is not nigash. The rov is sufficient, but it doesn't make it kamishaino. So if it's not kamishaino, then it's going to ask b'shein amina. What's going on over here? What does the Taz assume? Why does the Taz say that it's kamishaino? Because he goes l'shitoso in his pshat in the Rashba. Again, Taz understood that the Rashba agrees with the Rosh fundamentally, Min HaTorah. The Rashba claims Min HaTorah, Min B'mino is Batal B'Rov, And it's nefach lios heta. This is nefach lios heta sentetan, according to the Rashba. There's a chumer the rabbanim not to eat the chatichos b'vasachas, but that's just the din the rabbanim in a Torah. It's nefach lios heta. So it's nefach lios heta. Is it such a far jump to say it's kamishaino dami? It's kamishaino dami. It really is kamishaino. Min a Torah. B'vasachas, you can eat all of the chatichos. There's no greater kamishaino than that. So says the Taz, if it's kamishaino, then it's not going to aser b'sheino mino, because it's like a lachas of heter that's being no sentam. It's a b'sheino mino. It's mamish keheter gomor. It's mamish gevaldik. The Taz l'shitoso understood that the Rashba is only arguing against the Rashba de Rabbana, and it's a chumer de Rabbana not to eat them b'vasachas. Min haTorah it's keheter gomor. So if it's keheter gomor, then we can understand. You can say salik in this direction as well. Once you mevatel the iser min b'mino, it's batel v'rov, it's kaheter gomer, so then it's not going to ask you even the shein amino, because it is no sin tam into the shein amino, but it's tam of heter, so the tam of heter is not going to be a problem. That's the test. So to explain the Rashba, according to the Taz, everything is great. Meaning we have the answer of the Taz to the Marshal's kasha. The Taz l'shitoso understood the Rashba saying that the bitel of min b'mino is... So that's why he felt that here too, once you mavata the min b'mino, then the din of salik is going to be mata the min b'shen amino. What's the problem? The problem is not every... Yes, I'm sorry. You have a problem before I give you my problem?
Would the chum and the rabbana not apply here?
I'm sorry?
Why would the chum and the rashba not apply to this case?
Because in the case of nishbach, we're dealing on a deraisa level, right? Even the chacham, since it's a suffix, the rabbana, even the chachamim say you can follow deraisa. So if on a deraisa level it's keheter gomer, Then even the Chachamim would say that you can follow that. The special case, nishbach. Right? That's the key word here, nishbach. Right? If you're standing in line in the cab, someone turns around, you can knock on someone's shoulders, nishbach. You do the sugi yet? What's the problem here? Problem here is the go. Niragra. The Gra didn't understand the Rashba like the Taz. According to the Taz, I have a Teretz. The Taz is Teretz. Works according to the Taz's version of the Rashba. But if you take the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon understands that the Rashba holds Minat Torah, the Din of Bittul is different than the Rosh. It's not Heta Nefak Lios Isser. So Taka, the Rashba is very difficult. Rashba is difficult. How can the Rashba say Salek in this direction? According to the Vilna Gaon's understanding of the Rashba. So there are two answers that you can give to this question. One is the simple answer, and the other is the mulam d'shin answer. The Tzvila Tzadik, one of the Perushim on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, offers a very interesting answer that's hinted to in one of the Mefarshim that you saw. Tzvila Tzadik wants to say, maybe this case is different. Maybe the case of Salek, of a Tarovis, and Min B'mino, Min B'shein Amino, is a unique situation. Now we keep on saying, Min HaTorah, Min B'shein Amino, requires Shishim. Right? It's not enough to have Rav. But there is something unique about this situation. Normally, the Isser, in a Tarovus of Min B'shein Amino, you have Isser that's being nosin tam into Heter B'shein Amino. The Isser falls into the Tarovus, into the Ein Amino, and it's nosin tam into the Ein Amino. What's unique about our case? What's being nosin tam into the Shein Amino? Is it Isser? Yes. It is Issa. But is it only Issa? No. It's Issa v'Heter. Because you have Basa that's both Issa and Heter that's putting Lachos into the Shein Amino, and it's the same time. That's what Min B'Mino means. B'Pshuta. Right? Min B'Mino B'Pshuta means that they share the same time. So here you happen to have Issa and Heter that's being Nosin Tam into the Shein Amino. It's not just Issa being Nosin Tam into the Shein Amino. It's up to Tzvila Tzadeh. Maybe in such a situation where what's being nosing tam into the enomino is not just Issa but Heter as well, maybe the Torah does not require you to have shishim. We don't say tam ke'ikir daraisa unless the only thing that's being nosing tam into the she'enomino is the Issa. But if it's both Issa and Heter being nosing tam into the enomino, then a Torah rove is enough. You don't need shishim. There are both of you need shishim in that case, but that's not a din daraisa, perhaps. It's only if the Isser is nosin tam into the Heter, Isser exclusively. If it's both Isser and Heter, even though the tam is nirgash, but can we say the tam of Isser is nirgash in the Ein Amino? No, it's the tam of Isser and Heter that's nirgash in the Ein Amino. So maybe on a Daraisa level, in such a case, even though I am margish the time of the Issa, but it's being helped along by the Hetem. Right? It's being helped along by the Hetem. Maybe the Torah does not require Shishim in that case. It's only a Chumer Derabonan. Because it's only a Chumer Derabonan, since this is Nishbach, then we can follow Derabonans over here. Right? Since it's Nishbach, then we can follow Rov. We can follow Rov, not just for the Mino, but for the She'eno Mino as well. We can follow Rov, not just for the Mino, but for the She'eno Mino as well. Because the Heter, because the Nesinas Tam into the She'eno Mino is not just from the Issa, but it's from the Heter as well. Okay, that's the Tzvila Tzadik's answer. This is actually alluded to in the Pri Chodesh. I stopped in the middle of the Pri Chodesh. Let's continue the Pri Chodesh. He says he's very troubled with the Rashba, because he says that min b'mino batal b'rov is not hofech es ha'issa lios heter. He says, "Va'afal gav." The Ispanot line is low. "Va'afal gav the hocha lo matzino lo meka mataima." Even though here we can't really taste the iser, shari ha'iser v'ha'heter demino nosim tam b'she'eno mino the heter, because here you have both iser and heter being nosim tam into the eino mino of heter. The inkan tam iser lechudei ella al yidei tarobes. You don't have the tam iser by itself, but rather it's with the tarobes of heter. Nevertheless, the Torah asks any time that you have mino b'she'eno mino, issa b'heter, if you don't have shishim in the she'eno mino, it's a problem. Afalgav, he just throws that in, but he just rejects it out of hand. Right? The Pri Chodesh throws in, v'afalgav, you might think X, but that's not true. The Torah asks everything. That's the Tzvilat Tzadik's answer. He says, maybe this is taka different, right? You can't be mekam ha'tayma, you can't be omed on the tam ha'issa, because there's tam heter also, but we're with tam issa. It's the same, it's the zel b'tam, it's the same tam. So you can't really taste the tam of issa in the she'en omino, because there's also tam of heter, but we're with the tam of issa, it's the same tam. So the Torah perhaps did not require shishim in that case, it only required rov. Meaning, in a Torah, Isurim generally are batal b'rov. Even in b'shen omino, it's batal b'rov. But the Torah says that where the Isur is nosin tam into the heter, then you need shishim. But if it's Isur v'heter being nosin tam into heter, the Torah never required shishim. It left it on the regular din of batal b'rov. That's sufficient. So that could be the pshat over here, that the Rashba holds that once you're mevatel the Isur b'mino, right, once you're mevatel the issa b'mino, it's not gonna hurt the she'eno mino. It's not gonna hurt the she'eno mino, because the tam of issa v'heter, because the tam that you are margish in the she'eno mino is both issa and heter together, both issa and heter together, and in that case, min haTorah, you don't need shishim. Yeah. Interesting, according to this pshat, it's not what the Rashba really says. You're not using Salek. You're not being mati the Tarabas of She'en Omino because the Isser is bottle min the Mino. It's just you're saying, regarding the Tarabas of Mimba She'en Omino, since you have Isser and Heta being those in time into the She'en Omino, it's not going to ask them. It's not really Salek. It can explain the psak of the Rashba, but it's not quite with the Loshen of the Rashba, right? The Loshen of the Rashba is that you're really using Salek, that you're dealing with the Tarabas and Mimbamino first, you're being mate the Issa Mimbamino, and then that allows you to be mate b'she'en omino. Tzvilat Tzadik is saying that there never was a problem over here, because the Issa and the Heter are both nosin tam into the she'en omino, and in such a case, min haTorah, there's no need to have shishim anyway. Where's the Tzvilat Tzadik? Let's see, maybe we can find it here. Tzvilat Tzadik. The Tzvilat Tzadik is on page 3, right on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. You can see it. The first, it's in the second column. The first one on the line is Shema. It's back in the middle of the column by the dot. Odiesh lomer svara afilu eno rov mikol makom anan beinan tam nirga shehu mino isek. Kedematzinu gabe kfeila shafilu hedyo toim shari. Right, by the kfeila armo, by the non-Jewish baker. Right, even a hedyot can be towing. Okay, we'll talk about it if it's only a kfeila or even a regular person. So he's assuming even a regular person can be towing. Mishum b'kol she'ein tam nirgash lakol lo mikri tam. If it's not nirgash lakol, if people can't taste it, even if the kfeila can taste it, but if everyone can't taste, it's not called a tam. V'chein hocha bilti efshar lehivoda shehatam nirgash min ha'is. It's impossible to know whether the tam is nirgash on the is. So shemahu min haheter shetaimo. Right, the heter is also like the iser. Be'atora amar tam ke'iker imutam nirgash yesh tam me'iser oz oser ke'iker. Tim kain hocha oser rak midrabanan mishumachi tolin sheyesh ro v'dog. He says here there's iser and heter. So because there's iser and heter, it can't asa the taravas mimbashen omino, because the Torah only required shishim in b'shen amino if it's iser being nosen tam et heter. But here we can't taste the tam of iser because it's ma'orav with the tam of heter. There's ma'orav with the tam of heter. The Torah never required shishim. It says rov is enough. He says it's definitely a pshat in this din. It's a pshat in the halacha of Shulchan Aruch. It's certainly a good pshat in the halacha of Shulchan Aruch. But pshat in the Rashba doesn't sound like it's such a good pshat in the Rashba, because the Rashba is invoking Salek. And Salek is saying, once we deal with the Isser in one Tarovis, then we can take the Heter that has emerged from this Tarovis and apply it to another Tarovis. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, even if it's Isser the Heter, that's no sin tam, it's a Mimushen Aminah, does not require Shishim on a Daraisa level. So what's Pshat in the Rashba? If you take the Taz Lashitosu is great. The Taz is sitting pretty, he's finished. He can move on to the next Sunni. The Taz is fine, because the Taz says, Minatora. The Rashba holds, like the Rosh, that the Isser is Nefach Liyoseter and the Tarovah is Min Bemino. So once the Isser is Nefach Liyoseter, then it's Keheted Mamish Dami, and it's not going to ask him Min B'Shein Amino. So that's great. But the problem is, if you take the approach of the Vilna Gaon, if you assume in a Torah, the Rashba argues fundamentally with the Rosh, and he says that the Isser is not Nefach Liyoseter, but rather, it's still us. It's just minatori. You're allowed to eat the chalokim of the tarovas bezach hazeh, because we don't attribute your ma'is achila to the iser. So it's not heter gomer. If it's not heter gomer, so then isn't it going to asa the tarovas mimishen amino? So how can we use salek to bimata the tarovas mimishen amino? To look at some of the other makaros in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, I'll share with you a part from the Rav, a fundamental yesod about the din of bittul b'shishim, which hopefully will answer up the Rashba's.